At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon.
Yeah, that's right.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we'll get to the latest in college basketball. What I really wish would happen on the eve of the Sweet 16 games. But first, pop quiz hot shot for you and Mr. Frostberg. You guys ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Which of these statements is true? Warriors tonight beat the Magic. Their first win in Orlando since 2017.
Okay.
The Knicks won tonight, thumping the Raptors. The 145 points they scored, the most points they've scored in a game since 2006.
That's got to be a lie.
Which of those statements is true? First win for the Warriors in Orlando since 2017, which doesn't sound real. Knicks scoring 145 points. Everybody scores a lot of points, but first time they scored that many points since 2006.
If you said 99, I'd say the Knicks.
Yeah, I was trying to think of.
We weren't scoring that many points in 99, man.
Let's ponder
that. We were
not.
Come on.
Yeah, it's got to be the Warriors one. Yeah. But, yeah.
All right, you're going Warriors?
I'm going to go Warriors.
Warriors. All right, Frostberg.
Ooh, but the Warriors had championship teams. They never went into Orlando.
You know what, though?
Come on.
But the bigger thing is they've got. That would be a very short sample size. So the Knicks would be the more impressive data point.
All right, so you're changing your answer?
I'm changing my answer.
Change your answer.
And it gives you a chance to shake your pom-poms over there.
You're going with the Knicks. Okay, all right. You're going with the Knicks. All right. Chris Perfett, where are you going with?
I think you're lying about the Knicks just because that's who you are.
You just think I'm lying. Just because I think when you
say
the Knicks.
That's who you are, he says.
That's who you are. You are, I am.
I gave you a trick question. They are both true. Knicks 145 points, the most they've scored since 2006. Warriors first win in Orlando since 2017. Well, I don't know which is more unbelievable. I think the Warriors is more unbelievable because the Knicks, anybody can get hot. There's lots of bad teams in the NBA. I know the Knicks are one of those bad teams, but the Warriors one's not really. I mean, with the dynasty they've had, it's been 7 years.
Yeah, but did they do any, Walt Disney World or
West going east?
Little Universal, West going east, game that hasn't had any real reason to matter, and it's only one game a year.
Yeah, but still, it's you think that it's not like the Magic have been really good. You know,
and it's not like it's good. Miami.
You just have to win
going out and partying. You don't party in Orlando.
You just have
sure
to win one. Well, you get the
Orlando is a party.
Well, you have that great McDonald's. You have the great McDonald's in Orlando.
Yeah, but you have the great McDonald's, which is a big thing. The double-decker McDonald's is the greatest McDonald's in the world. You have Disney. You have all kinds of stuff.
You got double-decker McDonald's here.
No,
how many
not like there.
Super
not
Big like Macs have you consumed in the last couple of
I have not. No, none of the places I go to make them. I'm sorry, we don't make them at this location. No, they don't.
You can't slip the guy a 20 and just say, hey,
I'm not gonna spend
fire it up
20.
There?
Slip him a 20? A 20. This is McDonald's, man. It's $20 if I want to get a Big Mac meal. That's why that guy's
I'm
saying.
Just saying an extra 20 on top. Put some extra, you know, cheese and another patty on that bad boy.
That guy's saying I'm not getting out of bed for anything less than 50. Come on, man, inflation. Yeah, not doing that now. Come
actually,
on.
You know what the new rules of wages at fast food places in California? Okay, I get it.
But you're getting Krispy Kreme in 2026.
Yeah, every day I'm just putting an X on my calendar. X on the calendar. Excellent. You know, that's going to get into my chocolate chip cookie buying. Because you only get a couple of chocolate chip cookies with the end of the meal for later. And by later, I mean as soon as I finish my Big Mac, I eat the cookies. But like now, I'm not going to get the cookies end.
Yes, you are.
Nah.
Yeah, it's going to be. Wait, you would like the donut instead of the cookies? It goes, when did I say instead of?
You'll dip your cookies in the donut.
Did you open your ears? Did I say I didn't want them? You give me all of them. I put on my Robert Loggia voice. You give me all of them.
Oh, boy.
Space. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live in the TireRack.com studios. Hey, just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. And if I tap you on the shoulder, step to the side, let the others finish the ride. So we're getting ready for the Sweet 16. And, you know, we have games tomorrow and Friday. It's exciting. You know, we have a lot of chalk left in the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And still here we are, a week after the tournament has begun, and there's still the, hey, look how the selection committee blew it, right? The Big East is saying we should have had more teams, and everybody is saying shouldn't be more teams from the Mountain West Conference, which is true. But, you know, everybody's crawl, the selection committee blew it. They didn't get it right. They didn't get this right. Look at where we're at. It's a shame. Look at how many games the Big East has won. We're still getting the fact that the committee, oh, they got it wrong. But let's be honest here, okay? I would love the committee to stand up and say, you know what, you jerks? Hey, we got it right, so suck it. Because getting what you want to get right if you're the committee is let's get the best teams in the best seats. You're going to argue over who the final slots are in the tournament no matter who you pick, right? You're going to argue whether did the Mountain West deserve six? No. Or should somebody else have gotten more? Should the Big East have gotten a couple more? Should St. John's have gotten in? Should Oklahoma have gotten in? You're going to argue that. But I want the committee to say, you know what? Suck it. Aren't the top eight seeds overall still alive after the first weekend? Right? Aren't they all still alive? Isn't that the point for the best team to win the tournament, to get those in, not the hottest? Don't we have 4-1 still left? Don't we have 4-2 still left? Don't we have 12 out of 16 top four seeds still alive from week one to week two of the tournament? Where we didn't do our job is if you look and say, boy, look at all the ones and twos that are gone. They all got upset. Boy, maybe these teams were better and we screwed this up a little bit. So I would like the committee to say, you know what? The point was to get it right. And we got, and look at all these teams, all the best teams, all the chalk is advanced, all the top teams have moved on, all the ones, all the twos, most of the threes, most of the fours, they've all moved on. Yes, we do get some upsets because it is the NCAA tournament, so some fours have lost. Thank you, Kentucky. So that we do, yeah, but 12 out of the top 16 overall teams are still alive. Yeah, I want the committee to say, you know what, suck it. We got it right. We got the right teams moving on. So don't sit here and tell me, oh, yeah, all those Mountain West teams. Yes, I know. It's ruining the tournament that the Mountain West and the Big East needed more teams. No, they got it right, and let's just appreciate that for a second.
Yeah, I think the big thing to take away is all of the complaining are either folks in the media trying to create a little noise, a little buzz for themselves, either standing up for the little guy or getting deep in the weeds in whatever rankings they've got, either proprietary or whatever they've fixated on, or it's the lobbyists, i.e. the coaches representing their conference and the presidents thereof, right? That's all it is. So say, hey, lobbyists, go hang out in Washington. Go find a more noble cause for your time and your vocal cords, because this falls on deaf ears. To your point, as long as you're getting that first 16 to 20, well, I mean, whatever. With the rankings are always the top 25, right? As long as we're looking five or six deep, that we did a pretty good job of spreading those teams out and let's face it, many of them moving on because they exhibited and showed out as the best team over the course of the year, then it plays to form. Because upsets are only nice to a point, and we've had even some of the most staunch supporters of chaos, i.e. you guys got this wrong, do still point out the heavyweights and moving on and that part of it, right? That upsets aren't what folks want as you go on, because as we've talked about for years, the inevitable blowout is there. And what you can't have is a full round of those, because you know what? People are going to go watch something else. Will they necessarily go tune into Major League Baseball? I don't know. Will they go watch the NBA? Well, we've seen the ratings. The answer is no. So it's the opportunity, to keep folks engaged where the heavyweights are still playing. And so for the committee, yeah, they get bashed. And that's the way the system's supposed to work, right? I think that's the social contract of this all, is that we have to make up arguments for five teams. Well, you know what? September shouldn't have counted. You know why? Because they overhauled their entire roster. Like, you don't get a mulligan just because you brought in a whole new team.
Yeah, look,
it's not how this works.
Look, it's not perfect. I'm not saying it's perfect. And
and it never will be.
If you are sitting at the point now where you're at 68 teams and you're having teams play to be an 11 seed or play to be a 10 seed, you can add four more. You can add four more play-ins, so you're playing to be a 10 seed, an 11 seed, and a 12 seed. Fine. You can do that. That will work, and that will not take away from the tournament, because to add those teams to get rid of some of the snubs, okay, we're fine. You can do that. But that doesn't take away from the tournament. This is not the big change that's needed. Could you add a couple of more teams and it still be special and you're still doing the right thing? Yeah, I kind of like the fact that, hey, if you're a 10 or 11 or a 12, you got to play a play-in to get that seed. I kind of like that, because you've already opened the door to it, right? You opened the door to it by doing the play-ins already. What is it to add four more teams? And it's more basketball on Tuesday and Wednesday night. It's better for everybody. You can do that. But that's the change. This is not overhauling 96, even 80 teams, I think, is way too many. But you put in a few more and you have a nice round number of those games going in, and that's what it is. But make no mistake, the committee should say, you know what? We want the top teams to advance. We got the top teams advancing. Don't complain about too many upsets. We got all chalk is there. One and twos are all there. What do you mean you're upset about the upset? The ones and twos are all there. I don't get what people are going crazy about. And committee got it right.
There's two things you have to consider in the process of expanding the tournament, or even if you're going to revise what you do now. And I'll add a third point. Like, number one, create your own. This is the algorithm. Go just plug it in. And this is how we get to our squads. Okay, fine. Take some of the human element away. If that's what you want to do, fine. But live or die with the results. Remember how that worked in the BCS era a few times. Oftentimes people would leave the C out for savings. But you can go into the process then of when we want to expand. What do our TV partners say? What's the sweet spot? What's the bidding war for those extra games? How much more time do we get on True TV before they fight back, saying, impractical jokers, we only got 5 hours of the 8-hour marathon we were promised, so you need to change this.
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, and yeah, go back, look at True TV now. It is just entire marathons of impractical jokers now.
Yeah, but we had done the greatest game in radio history
51,
for several days.
51 more weeks until we can do it again.
Right? Jason, you say that like it's a bad thing about the jokers.
No, I'm just saying, if you go look now.
They're from Staten Island.
Everybody is from Staten Island. But look.
Everybody?
Everybody in that show, I feel like, is from Staten Island. We're all there.
Maybe one from Brooklyn.
They don't fool anybody.
Little way from Staten Island.
No one gets fooled from Wagner College, I'll tell you that much.
Hall of Famer Wagner College.
877-99 on Fox, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Yeah, committee, get out, say, suck it. We got it right. Coming up next, speaking of getting things right, have the Lakers gotten it right? Are the Bucks in a lot of trouble? Are the Knicks on the path to winning the finals? Rick Bucher stops by. For all that and more, all the latest news in the NBA, what he thinks as we get to the last 10 games of the season. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, you're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio and the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Hey, just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team attracts or supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store as soon as possible. Well, big night in the NBA. We got Knicks drama. We got Lakers drama. We have big-time Warriors drama. Joining us now on the hotline, Fox Sports 1 insider extraordinaire. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rick Bucher, host of the On the Ball podcast, and also a man who played more minutes tonight for the Warriors than Draymond Green did. It is Rick Bucher. Rick, what's happening, bud?
Living the dream, fellas. How are we?
What's up?
It's starting to get exciting. And we didn't even mention the Rockets-Oklahoma City game that went to overtime, that was a big-time battle and vital for keeping the pressure on those Golden State Warriors, which is probably in part why we had Steph Curry in tears with Draymond Green.
Oh, my God. You know,
Rick, he's going to take the night off.
Let me tell you something. Here's what we talked about. We got into Draymond Green. When I saw that with Steph, and star players know when the camera is on them. And there's a reason why he was shaking his head and crying and said for about 25 minutes while Draymond Green was getting ejected. He knows the camera's on him. He wants to show, without saying anything, I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm done with this drama. If we want to move on from Draymond Green in the offseason, I'm okay with it. Because at this point, you kind of have to if you're Golden State. You're not getting better. You're not trending up. Draymond has proven that he's not going to change, still going to be this guy, and still going to be a distraction, getting thrown out of games. I don't see there being any way the Warriors don't find a way to move him in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, look, the offseason is a long time, is a long ways off, and I think that a lot has to do with what happens with the team in terms of making the postseason and whether they do anything in the postseason. I think all of that is still going to determine what they ultimately do with Draymond, because I can't get around the fact that you can't replace him, and I think that is, I don't think so much that Curry was doing this to demonstrate that he's fed up. I think he's just fed up. It's just emotionally and physically and mentally the weight that he has to carry and has had to carry to keep this team with having a chance and knowing how thin their margin is to see Draymond go out of the game by his own hand 4 minutes into it. I think it's just that was the emotional breaking point for him because I don't know that Steph is going to take it personally with Draymond. It's like this is where we're trying to get to, and I know that this guy can help us, and yet he can't help himself. And it's almost like, you know, if if you've ever dealt with somebody who's got a substance issue and you want them to be themselves and you want to be part of them to be part of your success, and then they just keep sabotaging themselves and you're wrecked. It's like you don't want to lose them. You want them to get better. And I think at the end of the day, that is still where Steph Curry's head and heart are, that he wants Draymond to find a way to get past all of the histrionics that are causing him to not be available for the Warriors, particularly because the bottom line is, look, if they didn't need him, if they didn't have to have him, then it wouldn't mean as much. But Steph knows that for them to go anywhere or do anything, they have to have Draymond Green on the floor.
Rick, Frostberg would love me to just extol virtue and praise upon the Lakers. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk about the Bucks and their collapse last night. Still 20 games above 500, but just 5-5 their last 10. More failures late and blowing a huge lead. Doc Rivers, how does this experiment end?
Yeah, well, what we saw against the Lakers, and I am going to give the Lakers some love because they have a vibe. Like everybody knows their role. You just get, I don't know that they're that good, but they're going to be as good as they can be because the team just is feeling good about everybody. Austin Reeves is feeling good about his role. Anthony Davis has been playing like a monster. Mm-hmm. LeBron James can decide to take off games against the best competition and play against the weaker ones, and it doesn't matter. They still win. So LeBron's got to feel good. Look, I set this up so I could be the hero coming in against the Memphis Grizzlies. Lo and behold, those boys got it done against the Bucks without me. How about that? So I just think that they're in a really good place. The problem that I see with the Bucks is that I get the distinct impression that Giannis believes that Damian can be the guy that leads them to this title. And I don't think that Damian knows how to do that or is fully confident that he knows how to do it, because I have never seen Damian Lillard in his entire career. I have never seen him either get his shot blocked, particularly in meaningful situations, or get stuck going up in the air and then having to make a desperation pass, not being able to take a shot, making a desperation pass that ultimately results in a turnover. And I think it's because he's trying to run this show with this group, and he doesn't know how to be himself and be the playmaker. And then the second part is, it is mind-boggling to me that time after time after time, Doc Rivers has a lead, has his team walk it up. There's no misdirection. There's no play set. It's just, we're going to go ISO. Giannis, see if you can get us something. Oh, you couldn't get us something? Hey, Damian, you think you can get us something? And it's just one turn after another going just no pace, no movement, not even making the defense work hard. And then there's one shot, missed shot, and the other team's coming back down your throat, and they're getting excited because they're like, man, this, they've given us the momentum. And I just don't get it. I mean, after all of these times, after all of these disappointments and failures, I would think that Doc would try it a different way. But what I saw against the Lakers was the same thing I've seen. And the only explanation I have is that when he had the Boston Celtics, you had a go-to guy in Paul Pierce who, one, was fearless and was very underrated in being able to get to his spot. And if he couldn't, then you had that array of other offensive weapons. And meanwhile, defensively, they could suffocate you. So you could play ISO to Paul and get away with it, and defensively, they would lock you down. It was another time in the league where you were able to play defense too. He keeps using that blueprint with teams that don't have the same talent, that aren't as good, and it hasn't worked. And yet, seems to think that, well, one of these days it will. It'll work again. And we're now on the, what, third or fourth iteration of trying to do that since Boston. And so that to me is at the heart of it. I think they're handing the keys to a guy who is not certain how you lead a team to a championship, and they have a coach who is just continues to do the same thing over and over again, which is and expecting a different result. And as we know, that is the definition of insanity.
Everything you said there, Rick, I answer with Doc Rivers. Like you said, well, Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers as well. But what gets me about this game last night, because I agree with you, the Lakers, you have to leave it open that maybe they are peaking and maybe they're figuring it out. They are feeling good. But for the Bucks, I'm like, you got Damian Lillard. Like, forget about for a minute that, okay, he's trying to figure out how to manage games. They're 0-4 in the Doc Rivers era in games decided by 3 points or less or games that went to overtime. They got Damian Lillard to say, okay, in the final minute of games, we're not going to give the ball to Grayson Allen, who's not going to get a shot off with no time left and lose in the first round after Giannis falls down. And they can't do that. Like, they can't even get the last minute of the game where, okay, this is Lillard or it's Giannis and it should be easy to get these guys great shots in the final minute, and yet it's not. And that's the most shocking thing to me. And this is not, hey, it's early January. No, this is, hey, we got about 8 games left and then the playoffs start. Like, this is like panic button time for me for them.
But so much of it is it's just leaving it to Damian to try to create something. And he's also, I mean, I will say, like, Damian's kind of showing, and that's my only explanation, Damian's kind of showing his age. Like, I haven't seen, generally, if you put a bigger, longer, athletic guy on him, he would go by him and finish. And he would do that enough times where the guy would now have to give him a little cushion and he'd be able to get his shot off from range. I haven't seen that burst. I haven't seen him punish guys by getting to the rim. And so the whole idea of, like, we're just going to put it in Damian's hands and let him go get it. Like, I think you need to do something where you get him the ball. You create something where it's a little bit easier for him to get a shot off. I have no doubt that he still has the clutch gene. But right now, he can't get a clean look. And that's where I'm like, at some point you got to go, okay, you know what? We need to run something. We need to create a shot for him and not just hand it to him and expect him to create it himself.
Rick Bucher, our guest, the greatness, joins us, Fox Sports 1 analyst, the On the Ball podcast. You find him on Twitter at Rick Bucher, RICBUCHER. Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. Kawhi Leonard finishes off the Sixers tonight, 108-107, the drive plus the free throw, Rick, after Ty Lue called his team soft. What are they as we get close to the playoffs? Which real Clippers team are we going to see?
Ty Lue told you, they are soft, not just physically, but mentally. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get from them on any given night. And that's been, like, it's almost like they have to be shamed into performing at their best. And then the second they feel like, okay, have we answered the question? We are good, right? Then they take their foot off the pedal. It's not like they're working toward anything. It's not like they set their own standard and say, you know, for us to play for a title, we have to play at this level. And I still go to the fact that Kawhi Leonard is a mute. You know, I've talked to people that have played with him, coached him, close to him. He does not believe that he should be telling anybody else what to do. It's like, I do me and you do you and we chill, as to paraphrase Kevin Durant. And Paul George, I don't want leading me because I don't like his ideas. He is unreliable in his decision-making. So who is going to lead you? And James Harden? James Harden is defending his own teammates' shots and putting opponents in headlocks, you know, in the course of a game, and you know, he's a goofball. So where I'm like, they just don't seem to be taking this very seriously. And so I'm not going to take them seriously. I said at the beginning of the year, like, I'm done drinking the Clippers Kool-Aid. And I think we talked about it. No, it wasn't. It was Colin Cowherd. It was like trying to convince me the Clippers really are a dangerous team. And I said, just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go. Don't do this to yourself. I've been there. I've been on that island. It's not a. It gets dark, and then there's scary monsters that come out. Do not go there. Because they're going to disappoint you. They are the Clippers. This is a flawed. It's a very talented, but structurally. Leadership-wise, in terms of intangibles, they are a flawed team. And there's no getting around that, which is why I'll be really surprised if they do bring Paul George back. I know that there's some talk about he's been offered an extension and hasn't signed it. I'm surprised that they would go that direction. This is not the cross-reference, but this is a little bit like the Dak Prescott situation in Dallas. At some point, you're like, yeah, he's talented. Yeah, we don't know how we're going to replace him. But it's like, you know what you're going to be if you keep that guy. And the answer is you're not going to be good enough. And that's the case with the Clippers. They can keep this team. They can keep rolling this team out for the next 10 years. You're going to get the same result, which is you're going to be disappointed.
All right, Rick, lastly, I wanted just a percentage from you on this, okay? Just a percentage. If you are at zero with the statement I'm going to make before, tell me the percentage you're at right now, okay? If the Knicks are healthy, they're going to the NBA Finals.
The Knicks score 145, and I'm
yeah,
like,
buddy.
How long have we been talking? We have not said a word about the Knicks.
if the Knicks are healthy, this means yes. You get Randall back, they get Anunoby back, they're going to the NBA Finals. Percentage you agree with
what?
That? If it was at zero, what percentage you're at right now? If the Knicks are healthy, the Knicks go to the NBA Finals.
Wait a minute. I was at zero, and now where am I?
Well, you have to be more because Anunoby, when they got him, suddenly they're the best team in the NBA.
Is Anunoby... Is he there right now?
Hence my thing. If they are healthy, the Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. If you were at zero.
See, your head only has to hurt for 15 minutes a week, Rick.
I know.
Where are you at right now? If you were at zero.
I feel pain right now.
Where are you at now?
What's
75?
What's Anunoby's
80%?
What's Anunoby's number? What's his uniform number?
Oh, come on, Rick.
What's Anunoby's uniform number?
No, I'm not going to do that.
What? I just asked a question.
No, I'm not going to be the guy, the butt of your existence. I'm not going to do that. Eight.
Why don't you
eight.
I think they're going to be the third seed in the East.
No.
And have home.
Because we're better than that now. We're better than that now. But if you're at 8%, that's okay. If you're at 8%, that's all right. I'm all right. I'm all right with that. You'll eventually get there.
Hold on a second.
I thought you'd be the 25 or 30%.
Hold on. Oh, I got it. 8%.
He is the man. Rick Bucher, follow him on Twitter, @RickBucher. Check out the On the Ball podcast as well. Very nice, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you got it.
Bye, buddy.
Oh, I got
See
it.
You, Rick.
8%. I got it. 8%.
Fine. 8%. Leave me alone.
8%.
I'm going to go hang out with my family. Leave me alone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Coming up next, yes, you just heard Martin mention it, opening day in Major League Baseball tomorrow. The best game we could possibly play to get you ready for opening day.
Whoa.
Is coming up next right here. This is not a me invention. This is not a Mike Hart. This is a Justin Frostberg special.
Let's go.
I can't wait. That's next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Well, here we are on the eve of Major League Baseball opening day, and we have a game to get you ready for all the action tomorrow. Frostberg's come up with this. This is not my game. This is a Justin Frostberg special. So can I win money on this game?
What do I look like? Ipe?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking like Vegas, baby, Vegas.
I'll wire it to you.
Vegas, baby, Vegas. Vegas.
Ohtani's account.
All right, very good. Okay. If I can't win money, if I just win the honor of winning on the radio, okay. All right, so what's your game?
This is the opening day ticket price game.
Let's go.
Cheapest okay. seat via tickpick.com.
Okay.
That's Tick Pick.
Tick Pick, yes. Yeah, but make sure you say that in an unseen
Gotta make sure.
Tick Pick.
And really? Hovering that's, near the dumb button.
That's the name
so
of the
I'm
thing, really?
I'm give you a price.
Tick Pick? Okay.
Yes.
And you guys got to tell me which game it is.
Okay.
Stop saying that word.
Okay. This is from Tick Pick. Okay, got it. Okay.
Stop it.
Okay. Pot. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Yeah, let's go.
$13.
$13. Guardians Athletics. Guardians Athletics. Vegas, baby. Get him to Vegas. No. Vegas, baby. Vegas. Oh. It's not Guardians Athletics.
Pirates, Marlins.
Chris?
Oh, that's pretty good.
So we're doing this backwards, right? Thought. So let me think for a second. Think. I'm going to go Twins Royals.
Ooh.
Twins Royals.
That's a good one, too.
The correct answer?
Yeah.
Mike Harmon.
All right.
Pirates
let's go.
Marlins. Wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. $13. That's pretty good. All right. All right, $13 gets you in to see the Marlins
really
and the Pirates.
I really was going to guess Tigers White Sox.
Wow, yeah.
Because I've seen the sea of blue of open seats still.
See, I was saving Tigers White Sox when they said like $4.
$4?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
$285.
Oh, that's easy. I'll go last because I think I know the answer.
$285?
$285, yes. Makes complete and total sense.
Cubs, Texan. Rangers, I should say. Texans.
Cubs and the Texans. People want to see C.J. Stroud. They haven't seen him in a while.
First you had basketball. Now you got foot base.
Texans. Maybe Tank Dell will play. Maybe
yes.
He's healthy.
Cubs, Rangers. Blank you.
Chris?
That was going to be my guess, too. So let me think. Because I don't think that's high enough to be Cardinals-Dodgers.
I think that's exactly Cardinals-Dodgers.
I think it's Yankees-Astros.
Nah. Game's in Houston. If it was in New York, I would say, yeah,
that's,
no.
That's fair.
That's Cardinals-Dodgers.
Harmon is right again.
Yeah, let's go!
Is the highest get-in.
Wait, what?
It's the ring ceremony.
What? Are you kidding me?
rings, yo, and the Cubs.
That's insane.
Like, that's not insane enough to be Dodgers, but insane enough to be like, yeah, we're raising a banner.
That's complete and total Dodgers.
Banner, baby. Let's go.
Fine.
$36.
$37? Now, wait, you already give us the lowest number to get in?
This is cheapest seat to get in via TickPick.
By TickPick. Did you already give us the lowest of all the games?
13 was the lowest.
No way. It costs more money to get in to see the A's and the Guardians.
Yeah, that's $19.
No, oh, come on. You're lying. There is no way it's more money to go see the A's and the Guardians. There's no way.
Now, if I remember my
sucker and his money
sites, these guys also, they include the fees in their prices.
What fees could there possibly be? It's
as opposed to other sites where you might have there's still a processing fee, right? They still get their juice.
Well, the Mets game, they pay you to go.
I don't believe it. All right, $36. $36. $36 sounds like Nationals Reds. Okay. $36.
Angels Orioles.
I'm going to go Red Sox Mariners.
The correct answer? Tigers at White Sox.
There it is.
How about that?
$36? Really?
That was for season tickets.
Yeah.
Beat it, Frostburg.
That's for tickets for the entire homestand.
That's a lot of Tigers fans coming west.
Yeah, how about that?
Spencer,
more.
I
one
love
more.
You.
$5.
One more. What'd you say?
$95.
Dodger.
Ooh, no, come on, it's more than that. $95. I will go with Rockies Diamondbacks, $95. Diamondbacks, pennant, all that good stuff.
Mike?
Chris?
Oh, you know what? I'll throw out what I say last. I said Red Sox Mariners. I'll throw it out again.
Okay.
I said the answer?
Cardinals at Dodgers.
95? Really?
Let's go.
Seriously?
There's 80,000 seats.
That's insane. I think Harmon's cheating.
I think so.
I think he's cheating. How's he getting
all
those
right?
I'm going
to actually pay attention to this stuff as opposed to you, jerk.
I think you're cheating. We get back into the biggest story of the night coming up next, and I still think you're lying about the A's. I want proof that it was more money to see.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.